Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Elise Bennett is here. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 18th anniversary with us later this year. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, a national speaker, a thought leader extraordinaire, the author of something under a dozen books, which have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. She's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Marketing and the Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, The Art of Self-Promotion, Stop Pushing Me Around. That's for introverts like me. Right, Elise?
Exactly. Just like you.
Okay, so Elise, you wrote a piece recently that I wanted you to share with the audience. I think it's really instructive about how much of yourself to put in your what you put out there, at least for business purposes, when you're expressing yourself online for business purposes, right? That's kind of what the focus is, right? The angle?
Yes. For marketing purposes.
We're not talking about your personal Facebook where you tell people how cute the cute little thing your child just did. You know, if you want to do that, I myself don't do that, but if you want to do that, fine. But we're talking business angle.
And we're specifically talking about email newsletters.
Okay, all right.
Because I do believe everyone should have an email newsletter as a way to push information and messages out to the people you want to be sure to stay in touch with.
My email newsletter is 16 and a half years old. Yours is about that old too, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And it's really my best marketing tool. And often people ask me, well, can't I just do a blog? And, of course, the difference between a blog and a newsletter is that a blog, people have to find it. They have to go to it. And the newsletter, you push it out specifically to the people who have signed up for
it. Subscribed, right. They've opted in.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I can't really take complete credit for what was written on my blog because I have guest bloggers. But this topic came up and it started kind of dueling blog posts, which I then condensed and summarized into my email newsletter. So it's almost very meta, the whole thing. But the question was, how personal should you be in your email newsletter?
And when you say personal, is that another way of saying self-referential?
Well, we have to define it. And that was one of the issues that people were arguing about, because if we're talking about self-referential, we're talking about using the first-person pronoun, I, or in this particular case, someone had referenced the dog that she had just adopted and showed a picture of it.
Ah.
So, you know,
In her newsletter.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And the justification was to humanize herself?
No, she was just very excited.
Proud of her dog.
She's a copywriter. And the thing about copywriters, which I find interesting, is that it almost doesn't matter what you write about as long as what you write is compelling and engaging, and that's how you show your work to the people that you want to work with.
And there's something in it for the reader. It's got to be something in it for the reader.
Absolutely. But the thing is that she wrote a blog post for my blog about this newsletter that she had sent, which surprised her because it got the most response she had ever gotten from her newsletter.
Right. Good response?
Really good.
They like seeing the dog.
They love the dog.
Yeah.
So she wrote about how she was so surprised. And then someone else responded and said, no, you should not be writing about your dog. You should not be showing pictures of your dog. You should only include things that are relevant, useful, tips, and information.
Right. And you say?
And I'm actually somewhere in between. I don't show pictures of my dog. I tend not to toot my own horn.
Even though Humphrey is a beautiful dog.
He is a beautiful dog. But you know, I save that for Facebook if and when I do that. But I personally am on the side of just sharing useful, relevant information. But I think that there's a way to bring your personality through so that people feel like they know you, feel like they're mm-hmm. learning about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about what you talk about. It's about how you convey the information. And that's the whole point of the email newsletter is mm-hmm. that people start to feel like they know you and they can trust you. And that's the effect of it.
Well, the trick is, and it's a little, not a trick, but it is a word skill, is to get your humanity out there and all the accoutrements, including your dog, out there in your piece, but wrap a story around that, make a connection from your personal life to a message for the reader, right?
Absolutely.
That's it. And can I give you one little tip that I have learned? Never,
okay.
ever, ever start a sentence with a personal pronoun. Never, ever. I think maybe in my long career of writing, I've done it once, maybe. I don't know. But no, but there's another, in other words, find another way to say, to start the sentence without saying I.
I definitely don't agree with that. Because I think sometimes it can be very engaging, and I don't like hard and fast rules like that in the first place.
But I know, but I know you don't. But I will tell you, the best writers never do that ever. And I say the best writers, I'm talking about the people who I've learned from over the years.
Mm-hmm.
William Crystal, not William Crystal, William Sapphire, for one, is an example.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone on to that great editing room in the sky, but he was a great guy to follow about something like that. He taught a lot of people about that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I just think that it depends on who you're talking to, what message you're trying to communicate, and I do find people love stories, and sometimes when you tell a story from the first person, it is more engaging than
right.
if you find another way to say it.
Right. I wrote an article about 10 things I learned on the farm. And it was about me growing up on a farm. But it was mostly about the things I learned, not my story, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do that. And
my most effective email newsletter, also it surprised me, was during Storm Sandy when I was stuck in San Francisco because I couldn't get back to New Jersey.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah, I do.
That was the one people responded to the most.
I know. Well, we were worried about you. Marketing-mentor.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Elise Benin will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.